This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Eating processed food for every meal isn't healthy for people or for dogs. We all know that. And kibble is subject to multiple rounds of high heat processing, making it an ultra processed food. The Farmer's Dog is real, fresh, healthy food with whole meat and veggies gently cooked in human-grade kitchens to preserve their nutritional value. My dog, Barnaby, loves the Farmer's Dog. When he sees me pulling one of those packets out, he comes running. It's personalized, vet-developed, and it has recipes for as little as $2 a day. Meals arrive in pre-portioned, ready-to-serve packs, and they're conveniently delivered on whatever schedule works for me.
Get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/happier. That's 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/happier.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. Last week, I read a passage from Karl Ove Knausgård about Obliger Rebellion. And this week, I want to mention another passage in another of his works. And I want to apologize again to anyone who can hear my mispronunciation, I am sure, of his name. On the Happier podcast, each week, Elizabeth and I propose a try this at home suggestion, some concrete step that we can take starting today to be happier, healthier, more productive, or more creative. Way back in episode 2, we suggested a try this at home that really struck a chord with listeners. It was an idea suggested by our mother. She'd made the observation that when you're in touch with a person all the time, you have a lot to say to each other. But when you see a person rarely, you have a hard time coming up with things to say. So she suggested that we email each other regularly with updates about small details of our lives. We instantly realized that this was a great idea, and now every several days, we send each other an email titled Update, and we write about the most minor daily happenings in our lives. The motto of Update is, it's okay to be boring. It is astonishing how much closer I feel to my mother, my father, and my sister now that we're exchanging these very minor but regular updates. As I mentioned last week, I love the autobiographical novels and essays of Karl Ove Knausgård. And in one of his memoir novels, he makes a similar observation about how we have more to say to people we see all the time. In the book, My Struggle, Book 6, he's thinking about moving away from his beloved brother, Jer. And he reflects, when we moved to Malmö, I had been afraid Jer and I would lose touch. That's what distance does. When the time between conversations gets longer, intimacy diminishes. The little things connected to one's daily life lose their place. It seems odd to talk about a shirt you just bought or to mention you're thinking of leaving the dishes until morning when you haven't spoken to a person for 2 weeks or a month. That absence would seem instead to call for more important topics. And once they begin to determine the conversation, there's no turning back. Because then it's two diplomats exchanging information about their respective realms in a conversation that needs to be started up from scratch. In a sense, every time, which gradually becomes tedious. And eventually it's easier not to bother phoning at all, in which case it's even harder the next time. And then suddenly it's been half a year of silence. It's perhaps counterintuitive. The more we talk to people, the more we have to say to them. I'll put a link to Knausgård's work in the show notes. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
If you've ever been in the market for a new home, you know home shopping can be a lot. There's so much you don't know and so much you need to know. What are the neighborhoods like? What are the schools like? Who is the agent who knows the listing or neighborhood best? And why can't all this information just be in one place?
Well, now it is on Homes.com. They've got everything you need to know about the listing itself, but even better, They've got comprehensive neighborhood guides and detailed reports about local schools. And their agent directory helps you see the agent's current listings and sales history. Homes.com collaboration tools make it easier than ever to share all this information with your family. It's a whole cul-de-sac of home shopping information all at your fingertips. Homes.com. We've done your homework.